You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
And your come and save her. Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her. Then pray her and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. When I turn right, but you turn all the way.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome. I am so thankful that you've joined us today, and I'm so thankful that I'm here today, and our guest is here today. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and we're going to have a wonderful conversation. We have some good news, and we really want to celebrate. We want to be just so grateful that we have been nominated for the Fair Play Country Music Awards, and that is a wonderful, blessed opportunity. And we are super, super grateful. We also want to thank the Adam H. Board of Franklin County for sponsoring this conversation and our mini-series about mental health. We are very grateful, really thankful. Our guest today is someone I'm excited to talk to, and you'll see why. Would you please introduce yourself to our friends who are listening?
Hey, good morning, Dawn. Thank you for having me. Yeah, my name is Kyle Stevens, and I am a clean air advocate, homeschool dad, comic book nerd, musician based out of the Pacific Northwest. And yeah, I'm so great to happy to be here and talk to you today.
Oh, we're thrilled that you're here. Really honored that you're here because we love all the things that you represent. We're a homeschooling family. We are part of the still COVIDing community. I love tech. We'll talk about that all day if somebody will let me. And so I'm so thankful that you have time to be with us today. I would just love to know. I mean, just help us out here. We believe that COVID is dangerous. But everywhere we go or we turn on the TV, someone is diminishing that and saying it's over or it's just like the flu. What do you think?
Well, I think as the situation evolves here in this ongoing pandemic, we have seen that it is very opposite of the flu. I mean, it's something with lasting effects in our community. We have never seen a flu resurgence 4 or 5 times a year. Consistently since this pandemic began. And we've never had so many of our brothers and sisters in our community have lasting effects from something like the flu. And you know, as we see, we are currently in the second to largest wave we've ever had with the JN.1 wave still. Usually these waves traditionally come around starting in the beginning of November and last until January. And here we are near the end of February and it's starting to go back up again. So I think, you know, it's no surprise that as public encouraged mitigations begin to lessen more and more and we don't see it a part of the zeitgeist outside. If you were to walk outside, as you mentioned, and you saw that no one was wearing masks or anything was or there was no mitigations taken, you would think that the pandemic was done, right?
Right.
And that appears to be an encouraged behavior choice as it's disappeared from our media, as our leaders don't talk about it anymore. And yet the data and the science and the peer-reviewed studies that come out weekly at this point to all signs that it's definitely not the flu and, in fact, a mass disabling event in the form of long COVID.
Thank you so much for your transparency and your candor, because wastewater never lies, right?
Wastewater never lies, no.
Mm-hmm. And so, all right, well, we've got to talk about this because I know you love comics, and one of the great things about comics is that there are people who rescue people or help other people and all of that. But is anybody coming to save us this time?
Well, I believe, you know, being on this earth for 4 years, it's going to be us having to save ourselves.
Yeah.
I think that was the view in the beginning, that that public health and leadership and our government would come in and save us. And we did see, you know, not across the board, but masking in much higher numbers than we see right now in our community. And in 2020 and early 2021, before vaccines, it was, you know, the tagline of we're all in this together and we all need to look out for each other. And I don't think that that has changed the need for that. The messaging has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, I believe, and again, based on data and science, which is what I'm saying to support me here and encourage your thoughts as well, that these numbers show that we are in more need than ever to help us save ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And as someone who grew up, you know, reading comic books and video games, I find it surprising more and more that those of us who grew up with these stories and these characters and as little kids, as teenagers, as young adults, always looking for opportunities to embody these characters and these values, that we have not risen to the occasion. And I feel like it's because, you know, so many of us need encouragement to do that. I believe people are inherently good. I believe that people really want to take care of each other. At the same time, I know that people also need a little push,
mm-hmm.
and social construct is a big part, I think, of why we're here. I think a lot of people would gladly mask. I think a lot of people would gladly vaccinate. A lot of people would gladly make the choice to encourage their schools to invest in clean air, HEPA filtration, far UV mitigation. But it's really hard to stick out from the group when you don't see that happening all around you. So I fully believe conversations like this are happening behind closed doors everywhere.
Yeah.
But people don't know what to do about it. And and you know, in closing of answering your question, one of the best quotes I've heard over the past couple of years that always sticks with me, that I keep coming back to, a wonderful creator, a non-binary creator on TikTok said, "People have yet to mourn a world that no longer exists."
Mm.
And that really hits heavy with me. And you can look at it for two ways. You can look at it as that would be a negative thing, or this is a positive thing, because then it allows us to move to the next space.
Wow, well said. Thank you so much for that. Really wonderful perspective. And so I'm going to turn practical. I'm just going to be practical. What do we do? I mean, I think a lot of people, I agree, when you hand them an N95 and ask them to wear it, they'll put it on. I think there are people who will listen to people that they love. I mean, everybody has somebody they'll listen to. But let's talk practically as people who just don't want to catch COVID. We just would rather not, thank you. What should we be doing to protect ourselves and our families?
That's a great question. I believe it's the tools that have always been there. You know, unfortunately, and more tools get added as technology changes, and we've been so fortunate there are people way smarter than myself working on these things all the time. Number one thing to know and acknowledge as a fact is COVID is an airborne disease. So that means small aerosols are in the air.
In the
beginning, we were told that it was droplet-based, stay 6 feet away from each other. Exactly. And examples like that. That is still true because it's airborne based, and the more distance you can have apart from each other, the more the virus has a chance to dissipate as it moves across the room. But COVID, fact, hangs in air like smoke. It's an airborne virus, and it's a vascular disease. So what it does is it affects every organ area of your body. Now, as time goes on and the virus has evolved, people will get COVID and they'll say, oh, it's just the cold. Unfortunately, it's not a cold. And what it does is it's learning how to evade the immune systems of the body. So COVID can be wreaking havoc behind the scenes and you won't know it, only to show up in a later way. But to answer your question of supporting that statement and knowing that what are the practical things we can do, masking is so important, and not something like a surgical mask or a cloth mask, but what's referred to as a high-quality respirator, such as an N95. And that alleviates the mask wear from being safer in absorbing 95% of particles that might be out in the air. I DJ weddings for a living. I have never gotten COVID, at these packed events when I employ these techniques. Personal air purifiers that are not expensive. Of course, they're not financially accessible by everybody, but in the grand scheme of things, we're talking like $40, $50. And these are things that you can have in your hand, and they can move the air around you. So we talk about something called the Swiss cheese mitigation effect, is what are the different layers that are able to stop you from getting COVID and make each situation safer for you in public places for you and your family. So that would be masking. That would be vaccines. So heaven forbid your mask doesn't work, the viral load that you absorb is little enough that your vaccines will shut that down. Keeping the windows open in your home, and that's so airflow can happen. So if there are particles in the air, it can be moving around and circulating and not gathering. A CO2 monitor, what this does is it shows you the CO2 levels in the room. Is there airflow? Does it show you that you need to open up a window? For example, CO2 readers such as the RNET4, which again is a low-cost unit, it will show you, as simple as green, yellow, red, from 500 to 800 levels of CO2, it will show you that's pretty good in there. It'll turn yellow when it gets above 1,000. Might be time to open a window. There are all these tools that are easily applied and accessible by most people in communities, and if not by individuals across family units, that can be purchased to really make sure that we get through this pandemic fully abled for as long as we can be, because the goal is to have as little infections as you can.
Yes, this is so helpful. Is there a personal air purifier that you particularly recommend or prefer?
Yeah, so there is one called the Pure Air. It's a small, it looks like a 16-ounce can of soda or water beer. And so basically what that does is a low-powered unit that you can have in your hand. Recently, there is a new unit called the Respiray. And the Respiray is a product out of Europe that actually, during this month, I have a partnership with. I can provide your listeners with a code if you'd like. And
please.
What that does is it keeps air moving around your neck. So imagine the small air purifier I described, but it goes across your neck, your décolleté area, and it blows air up. So what I do is I wear that at my events, because not only am I hanging out at my DJ area where I have my HEPA fans shooting around me while I'm also wearing a high-quality respirator, but when I have to move across the room or navigate a mic for toast, etc., I have this purifier on my neck that's low profile. When you wear black, you can't even really see it at all.
Right.
And it's constantly pushing things away from my face. So I'm constantly assessing situations where what's the environment I need to be in? What is the most useful tool for that environment? And the last thing I'm thinking about, which I think is part of why we're here with masking, is what other people are thinking about what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I know with masking and these mitigations, it's really hard, as we mentioned before, to employ these safety measures when you don't see it happening around them. But my eye is focused on the future for my community and my family. What will it take for me to have as little infections as possible until we get to whatever endpoint or very, very low viral spread point in this pandemic?
I love the model that you're giving, because I feel like it is accessible. I feel like there are people who can use these tools, afford these tools, that it's not just for the super privileged,
Correct.
It's accessible. Would you like to share the code or the respiray with us?
Yeah, that would be Clean Air Events 30, and I can send you the link to that as well. So I have speaking of tools that are accessible, I have a far UVC company called Clean Air Events, and that provides clean air services to the Pacific Northwest area, and also consultation and conversations like we're having today. And so with that code, your listeners are able to get $30 off one of these units through the end of February, and that is able to be worn around. It has a 4-hour battery life. It's like a personal fan, but allowing you to be hands-free. So it's really exciting as people in the COVID-aware space and people who are joining us here, choosing to take more and more mitigations as time goes on, have access to tools like this and able to talk about it. I mean, people love tech, and I know people want to stay safe. And the place where those two things intersect, I believe, are very powerful.
Absolutely. And I think wisdom, is the principal thing. there are people who want to know and they just don't have access to the information, and that's why this is so important, what you're sharing with us today. You said a magic word, and my little tech heart just went boop when you said far UV. I'd love to hear about that.
Yes, so far UV is a really, really cool piece of hopeful mitigation that's out there that more and more of our brothers and sisters who want to protect each other and their communities are learning about. And so, very simply put, we know that UV light is the sun. And we know that UV light is not something you want to be around for long periods of time. That's why we wear sunscreen. That's why we limit our exposure in tanning beds. High exposure for long periods of time to UV light and UV light frequency can result in skin cancers, etc. Those are called UVA and UVB. There's three sections of the light spectrum. So UVA and UVB is something that you don't want to be around. UVC is the third section, and that is what is used in hospital sanitization. People might be aware that, you know, when they clean hospital rooms, they close the door, they flip on this switch, and ultraviolet light comes out and sanitizes the air and the surfaces. Great. The problem with UVC is it's not safe for humans to be around because, again, it has those health-harming properties. So what was discovered is a small, small sliver of the full-spectrum light band called the 222 frequency, and that falls within the UVC section. But it's one little sliver and one little digit. And what that is it's a short-wave piece of the UV spectrum where it cannot penetrate the outer layer of the skin or the eye. In humans, animals, no matter how old you are, no matter what your health status, it cannot permeate that outer dead layer of the skin or the eye. So in the past few years, this technology has really been gaining traction in the consumer space, especially during this pandemic, where people are finding that this is an affordable, semi-affordable, depending what unit you get, what power level you get, in cleaning the air around them. So with my company, Clean Air Events, what we do is we provide education and these lights for gatherings and weddings. I've used them at 20-plus weddings in 2023, and I follow up after these weddings, and I have not heard of anybody getting COVID or getting sick from these events since I've been using this technology.
Wow.
And so what it does is think of a lamp. It's a small little purple lamp. And it's not something that shoots off, it doesn't shoot off light, like projects light, but it's just this glowing little thing. It looks like having your cell phone on low display, being lit on low display, and people can see it. But what it's doing is it's cleaning all the air continuously around you. So different levels have different power outages. For example, a 15-watt unit, which is kind of the middle of the road, that has a 30-foot throw, so 30 feet out is where it's working, and then a 1,500 square feet coverage. And what this light does is it throws off something called photons, and millions of these photons are coming out every second, and they're blasting out, and they're inactivating any viruses that are in the room, be it COVID, measles, RSV, flu, any airborne viruses and pathogens. And in addition, it's sanitizing surfaces. So air purifiers are great. They move the air around. They clean it. Even with the best air purifier, you're looking at something from 5 to 8 air exchanges an hour. Air exchanges an hour is when the air is circulating. Like, okay, everything here and here has been cleaned. That's one. Okay, everything's moving around again. That's two. With far UVC, it can sanitize anywhere from 35 to 40 air exchanges per hour just by being on. So it's exponentially powerful for gatherings, events like weddings, Christmas parties, religious services. I fully believe people want to protect themselves with these tools, but for the most part, people don't know that far UV exists.
Right.
So part of my business and part of my volunteer services are conversations like this, one day at a time, spreading the word to hosts like yourself, listener bases like yourself, like you have, and letting people know that these tools are there. They are real, backed by science and data. We just don't know about them because they're not heavily advertised.
This is so fascinating. Thank you. I want to talk about this really practically because, okay, if you have a 15-watt mid-range unit, are you saying that 1,500 square feet around you could be safe to breathe?
Well, we want to make sure we use the word safer. Because
safer, very important.
Nothing is the nothing is a magic bullet. Masks
That's right.
aren't the magic bullet, though highly, highly effective. Vaccines
mm-hmm.
aren't the magic bullet, but highly,
right.
highly effective.
Mm-hmm.
Same with far UVC. But when you layer these mitigations together, you make your experiences exponentially more powerful with the Swiss cheese mitigation effect, again, that it's called. So, yes, 1,500 square feet are covered by these 15-watt units. Now, let me use an example. Imagine you have a target on a wall, and
mm-hmm.
you have a can of paint, and
okay.
you're standing about six feet away. You throw
mm-hmm.
your can of paint at the target. It's going to cover that target pretty much. You're going to get it on the first try.
Mm-hmm.
So you move six more feet back. You throw it again. Maybe you'll still get it. Maybe it'll take one or two times. You keep moving back. You'll eventually get it, but it takes more throw of the can of the paint. And that's what's happening with these photons. They come out and they spread across the room, millions of them a second. So every second, there's another try for these
mm-hmm.
millions of photons to affect these small micron particles. And the closer you are to that light, the quicker it will be disinfected. And with the data and what every company backs up and advertises, for their 15-watt units is 7 to 10 seconds of pathogen
wow.
disinfection. So we know that someone can be infected quicker than 7 to 10 seconds. If someone has COVID and they're standing right next to you and they
mm-hmm.
talk to you and you breathe it in, that's a lot quicker than that. But the idea is that it makes every situation safer using the other mitigation tools that we talked about even more so.
Thank you so much for explaining that. I wanted to make sure we all understand safer, that we're still layering, that we're still using every tool, tool in our arsenal. And this is so exciting. So, all right, let's try this one. If you have a baby or a small child too young to mask, how could that 15-watt unit be used to protect your children?
Good question. I have a 2-year-old, so this has been my life for the past couple of years
yes,
as well.
Ours too.
yes, so you know. When you know, you know. So when you're looking at mitigations like this, I would, you know, it's part of layering again when we've
mm-hmm.
done this, is
mm-hmm.
is we would have people PCR test for a couple of days before. Many times what's happening now in our communities is people are using something called the antigen test, which is
mm-hmm.
more easily accessible, both availability and financially available test. But the problem is the virus has evolved so much now that it doesn't show up as readily or as early on these antigen tests.
Mm-hmm.
Something like a 60% false negative, which means that you can test negative and it will not show that you're positive, even though you are, if you take it within the first 4 or 5 days. It
mm-hmm.
takes a while for your body to build up that viral load. So
sure.
first of all, I would recommend that people take a PCR test
mm-hmm.
and making sure when they're around young kids, maybe 2 in a row, as it's more highly effective in giving
mm-hmm.
you a positive test. For far UVC units, what that can be done is put up in a corner of a room and be shooting across the room, perhaps in the area between the infant or the child that's too young to mask and the parties that are visiting.
Mm-hmm.
For these indoor visits, I always recommend that masking is still be a part of that equation.
Absolutely.
Because you're wanting to make sure that if someone has been there and unfortunately infected, the viral load that's getting out is more contained because of the mask, and anything that does get out is then being sanitized by the far UVC technology in the room.
What about well baby visits, doctor visits, things like that?
Well, baby, that's a good question. When we have done that in the past, we have asked the doctors to wear a high-quality respirator.
Uh-huh.
We have, for parents who are wanting to use all the tools at their disposal, I know some doctors and some clinics will also allow you to wait in the car before you go in.
Uh-huh.
So you can just go in with a one-shot and don't have to wait in the waiting room, as that's where I believe, and through anecdotal experience and stories in our community, a lot of people have gotten infected with kids that are too young to mask.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are DIY situations out there with strollers and having a kind of a plastic Mylar cover that they sell that goes over the top,
yeah.
putting an air purifier unit in that carrier and cart and stroller. And then also when you go into these doctor visits, there are portable versions of these far UVC units that can also be turned on when you're in those rooms.
You said the magic words, portable. versions of these units. Can you give us some examples? Yes. Is there a level of wattage that you pretty much have to have? Because if you go on Amazon, you'll see all kinds of stuff calling themselves Far UV or Far UVC or whatever. And I really want to make sure we get the right ones.
Yes. So first of all, with something to really note of importance for your listeners, is they will not find Far UVC on Amazon.
Thank you.
So,
okay.
Nothing that advertises itself as Far UVC that ends up being $40 or $50, that is not Far UVC. All of these units are at the very least $599.
Yeah.
And so it's
okay.
Really important to let people know that you get what you pay for, to get a legitimate unit that is filtered, that means safe to be around, that is of a power efficacy that is going to be worth your time and your hard-earned money. And for purchasing, that is something that you want to make sure that you get it off a reputable source. And I can send you links to provide with your listeners if you would like.
Mm-hmm.
There's different power levels. For example, the lower powered unit is called a Krypton MVP, and that's from a company called Far UV Technologies. They were one of the first companies of note that began to be known in these COVID-aware communities. And that is a 3-watt unit. So a 3-watt unit is very low power. Is it doing nothing? No. But it's about a minute and a half disinfection time for that.
Oh, wow.
So that is, a lot of stuff can happen in that minute and a half,
sure.
Obviously, in those small rooms. But again, that is affordable for a lot of people, the more affordable end. The real kind of middle of the road where portability meets efficacy is a 15-watt unit called the Bioabundance Unit, based out of California. They're a distributor for a Japanese company called MyLumens, a Chinese company, excuse me. And with this unit, it has a 7 to 10 second disinfection time. And now Far UVC is meant to be put up 8 to 9 feet in the air. And that's because, as we earlier stated, Far UVC can't go through the skin or the eye. And if you have that head level, whatever's coming out is being blocked by whatever is the height of that unit. You want to make sure that you put it high enough so it goes over people's heads while also shooting down and across the room, cleaning the air continuously. For these units, the Bioabundance unit, it's the right mix of portability and being able to be installed to cover the wide areas of the room. So that is a unit that can be put up on a tripod or carried around in a purse or baby bag or messenger bag, to be then placed in a doctor's office, for example, plugged into the wall and turned on. It looks like a small box the size of, again, like a 16-ounce seltzer water or pop can. And these units, I believe, are the right mix of portability meets efficacy.
Wow. Okay, this is so fascinating. So can these be used with batteries or USB chargers or anything like that, or do they always have to plug into an electrical source?
Well, for the Krypton MVP, the 3-watt unit that we were just speaking about, that is battery-powered, which is its popularity. Where it's not so effective in the immediate, it is attractive in that you can just stick it in your purse.
Portable,
and you get to go.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, portable. With a 15-watt unit, yes, it is something. Could you repeat your question one more time? I'm sorry. I want to make sure I'm answering this correctly.
Yeah, sure. With the 15-watt unit, can you plug it into a battery or charge it, or does it have to go into a wall?
Great. Good question. So, yes, you can plug it into the wall. That's what it's designed to do. But for something like a $99 battery off Amazon, again, I can provide you with that link if you would like.
Please.
I have found a way to use it in the mobile application with that. So what I will do for my 2-year-old's doctor visits is I will stick this in my bag. I will stick the Far UV unit in my bag. I will go into a waiting room. I take it out, and I plug it into this external battery, and it works off that. And I've gotten about 4 hours of use off that, which is something that we never need for the length of doctor's offices and doctor visits that we do. But it's good to know that it's there if we need it. So, it's one of those things that does it take a minute or 30 seconds to set up? Yes. Can it save you from a life of long COVID and safer environments wherever you go? Most definitely. And to me, that is worth any kind of logistical inconvenience that might occur by setting these units up.
Mm-hmm. If you put it on the canopy of a stroller when you're taking a walk or something like that, would it disinfect the air as you go?
It does. It's constantly putting out photons that disinfect the air. So that would be whether you're inside or you're outside. You want to make sure that you stay 4, 5, or 6 feet away from the Far UV unit, though, and that's just for exposure. If you're too close to it, is it going to burn you? No. but that's the FDA and FCC recommended times. So it's just a nice guideline to have. For example, it's the recommended by the government is 8 hours at 6 feet distance. Can you be closer than that? Yes, I believe you can. And we've shown that you can in the studies that it doesn't affect the skin because, again, it can't penetrate that outer layer of the wall. But it's nothing that you want to be like a foot away from for 4 hours, for example. If you're going to be around it for a shorter period of time, I would feel comfortable putting it closer to you. But for 8 hours of exposure, that's something that you want to make 6 feet away or 8 feet up.
So do you always want it over the head of the people that need to be protected, or can it sit on the table in between you and everyone else? Or, I mean, how exactly would you want to get the most coverage in a portable situation?
Great question. So there's multiple use cases. Up above on a tripod or on a wall is always the best, because what it's doing is it has the chance to clear the biggest part of the room. Again, it's going overhead, it's shooting to the left, it's shooting to the right, going down, covering all areas. That is the most effective use. Now, can you have it on a table? Yes. Is anything in front of you going to be blocked? Anything in front of it going to be blocked from getting to you? Yes. So if you have it on a table and you want to have it clean the air between two individuals talking, I would put it to the side of the talking party, placed in the middle. So think of, like, if light was coming out, where would it hit and where would you want it placed? On a table is good. People will go to doctor's offices and put it up on the little area where they keep the cotton swabs or the disinfectant wipes.
Yeah, sure.
So they know that's shooting out over the heads of the healthcare provider that you're talking to. People can put it on the ground sometimes. My wife, when she goes to her radiation treatments, I built a small little box using a Pelican case and the power supply that we mentioned that gets you 4 hours use. And I put it in this box with this little die cut foam and it shoots up. So again, is it shooting down in the room? No. Is it able to be a little air sanitizing box that she can open up and easily move into whatever room she's being treated in? Yes. So it's finding out what the best use is for individuals, but having it not blocked by any objects or not blocked by anyone's head, for example, is why you want to make sure you can put it in a way that is as more effective as it can be if the goal is that everything is coming out of that box is cleaning the air.
How helpful. That is marvelous. Thank you so much for that.
Can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast. Click on Play or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come, another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds, can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Meet America's adults over 65. 70% of them have high blood pressure, and nearly 50% of those don't have it under control. Even with Medicare Part D coverage, about 5 million adults aren't taking their blood pressure medicines as directed. So why does that matter? because high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, and death in the United States. Along with healthy food choices and regular physical activity, blood pressure medicines reduce those risks, but only if prescriptions are filled in the first place. And 1 in 4 adults with Medicare Part D skip doses or stop taking their medicines altogether. Some are reluctant to treat a problem that often doesn't have symptoms. Others get confused over when to take which pills, or worry about cost or unwanted side effects. The thing is, heart disease, stroke, and kidney disease don't care about those factors. But you can take action. Ask questions about how to correctly take your medicine and why you need it. Keep track of your blood pressure between medical appointments with a home monitor. Coordinate pill refills for fewer trips to the pharmacy. And reduce confusion by using weekly pill boxes and tracking apps. It's easy to download free tip sheets and tools to help you or your loved ones take their blood pressure medicines on time and in the right amount. To learn more, visit millionhearts.hhs.gov.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Meet America's adults over 65. 70% of them have high blood pressure, and nearly 50% of those don't have it under control. Even with Medicare Part D coverage, about 5 million adults aren't taking their blood pressure medicines as directed. So why does that matter? Because high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, and death in the United States. Along with healthy food choices and regular physical activity, blood pressure medicines reduce those risks, but only if prescriptions are filled in the first place. And 1 in 4 adults with Medicare Part D skip doses or stop taking their medicines altogether. Some are reluctant to treat a problem that often doesn't have symptoms. Others get confused over when to take which pills, or worry about cost or unwanted side effects. The thing is, heart disease, stroke, and kidney disease don't care about those factors. But you can take action. Ask questions about how to correctly take your medicine and why you need it. Keep track of your blood pressure between medical appointments with a home monitor. Coordinate pill refills for fewer trips to the pharmacy. And reduce confusion by using weekly pill boxes and tracking apps. It's easy to download free tip sheets and tools to help you or your loved ones take their blood pressure medicines on time and in the right amount. To learn more, visit millionhearts.hhs.gov.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Sorrow at dawn and again at dusk grinds our insides, knots our bellies, pangs finger woven from remembering meat. Our cheeks draw close together, water, sour. Some mornings I wake weeping, fold my soul within my hand, press my will into my lips. With each tear, I covet the salt of Lot's wife. Half an ounce of joy would buy our lives. We survive on the crumbs others disdain. Pray they are clumsy, leave handfuls behind. What they esteem lightly enlightens our eyes. Nights make us ache for when we had peace, when we were people of plenty, had more than we needed. There were grapes in this land that it took two to carry. Of course, there were not. That was Canaan. We know it. Memory satisfies one kind of hunger.
What do you think of the Sterile Ray saber? Have you seen that?
Yes, yes. Sterile Ray is kind of the king and queen of the mountain in the Far UV world right now.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas the bioabundance seed I'm talking about is 15 watts, the Sterile Ray Saber is 150 watts. And
wow.
So the 15-watt units, the 15-watt units have a 7 to 10 disinfection time, second disinfection time. The Sterile Ray unit is instant and immediate with the number of photons that are coming out at that power level. Whereas the 15-watt units cover a 30-foot throw and a 1,500-square-foot space, the Sterile Ray wand covers a 75-foot throw and a 3,000-square-foot space. So when I do my large events for my DJ company, for example, or company parties who want to employ Far UV technology, that is what I use. And that is the most expensive unit. That goes anywhere from $2,800 to $3,500, depending on if you have the carrying case with it, the different mounting options. It is the bigger unit. It's the more cumbersome to transport, but it is exponentially more powerful. And people can ask, what is the difference? Why is there something between a 15-watt and 150, why isn't there mm-hmm. anything in between?
Mm-hmm.
And that was my question as well. The 15-watt units use a filter called the CARE 222 filter, and that ensures that only that 222 light band comes through. Anything that's on the peripheral, like the 220 band, the 254 band, is filtered and not allowed through, just pure 222, safe for the skin and the eyes. The Sterile Ray wand, the 150-watt unit, does not use a filter, and that's because they use a proprietary blend of gases, as recently vetted for with a third-party study by 3M Technologies, that only allows 222 to come through. So it's very powerful. It's at a higher price point, but that is, you know, for lack of a better description, the best of the best at this point.
Mm. It, when you use that, do you mount that up high, or do you place it on a table? I mean, how do you use that kind of a device?
Yeah, good question. So that, when you purchase their bundle, it comes with these little adapters, and it comes with a stand. a stand that, you know, if it breaks, you can just find on Amazon or any consumer tech site like that. But what it does is, just like the other unit, you put this little metal ring on the stand that it comes with, you put this little grommet in, and you slide the wand in there. So the stand is vertical and the wand is vertical, shooting up across the room. And again, you want to put that 8 to 9 feet up. The great thing about this unit, though, is that it's also powerful enough to disinfect surfaces in 1 second. So for those of us who are making sure that we're sanitizing items that we're bringing to our home, we have high-risk individuals in our place, and we want to make sure that everything we bring into the home is pathogen-free, people can also employ this in a mobile version using their mobile battery that you can purchase with it that is able to scan packages, items, for example, and it's very powerful in that way.
Mm-hmm. So, wow. Do you consider this a portable idea?
It is, if you don't mind carrying around a case. I have a case, and the case they sell with it comes in about, it's 2 feet high by 4 feet long, and again, has a die-cut foam in there, so it's easily transportable. I would have no concerns sending it through travel, checking it as baggage. It's built that well. It's portable in that you can take it anywhere. You can plug it in. Also, they advertise the Ergo ecosystem of lawn care tools has a small battery that they recommend purchasing with it. So you're able to plug that in with the wand, and putting that on a little attachment you can put around your waist, you can move around with the wand and actually use it in a fully mobile sense when you're not just looking to sanitize a room.
Wow. I mean, this is revolutionary information, and I really appreciate you sharing this with us. I know that there are folks who are going to want to know more about what you do to make an event happen using all of these tools and what your business can do. Can you tell us how to contact you, please, and get in touch with you?
Yes. So my website is cleanairevents.com, just how it sounds, cleanairevents.com. And I serve physically the Pacific Northwest area right now, but I am available for consulting and educational Zoom calls for companies and individuals wanting to learn more about these powerful mitigation tools. I do it all the time. I try to describe it in a way that applies to people's unique situations, because I fully believe that people want to protect themselves. I fully believe and understand that people are frustrated that this pandemic seems never ending. And I fully believe that when people say learning to live with COVID, that means, yes, learning to live with the mitigation tools and adapting and evolving to care for ourselves and our family.
Mm, that's very powerful. Okay, well, give us a shopping list, right? I mean, if we were all going, we're all going to decide right now, you know, because I always hear people say, oh, I don't know, or oh, it's so expensive or whatever. There is nothing more valuable than your life and the lives of your family and your well-being and health, right? That is your wealth. Mm-hmm. So give us a shopping list, please. What should we put on it to take the best Swiss cheese layered approach that we possibly can?
All right. Well, I will share with you what I do, if that helps. This is what my family and I choose to do. And in estimating, to the best of our knowledge, the shopping list that we should employ to keep ourselves safe in the long term. Mm-hmm. First thing is N95 masking, a high quality respirator, anywhere from bona fide masks, bonafide masks.com. That is where they have high quality respirators like an N95, K95, et cetera. That, for your family, I believe, is the best thing you can do. If there's one thing you can do to ensure your long term health and getting as little infections as you can, that's the way to go. There's also something called a flow mask that kids really, really like and kids can wear all day. It's called it's a next level up called a P100 mask, and it's a small little cup with a replaceable filter that is kid size, anywhere from kids 3 and up, 3 to 10, and with a little head strap, and it's very comfortable. My daughter loves it. She can wear it all day comfort. Very, very powerful. They also have those for adults too. Mm-hmm. I would make sure that you are up on your latest vaccine. Yes, it's a pain to keep track of. Yes, it feels like we've had vaccine after vaccine. But we know that vaccine efficacy only lasts 3 to 4 months for the biggest chunk of protection that you can get. So I make sure that I get every vaccine available because I want to make sure that I'm able to continue to raise my kid, to continue to take care of my kids, and that I'm not further disabled by long COVID. I'm thinking long ball here. Air purifiers, whether that is something of an individual use that you can use in a portable handheld air unit, whether that unit that you wear around your neck that I described, or something for the home for gathering. Capitalism will tell us that we all need to go about this on our own and be able to afford all these mitigation tools on our own.
Yeah.
I encourage the opposite. I encourage to talk with your friends and family. How are we going to make Christmases better? How are we going to make our after-service Sunday lunches and dinners better? Yes, maybe we could all afford a air purifier at this level, but what's the one that we can get that's really, really going to help all of us, that we can move from house to house if we need to? Make sure that we're all able to be educated about far UV. Again, if it's a unit that we can't swing on our own, not financially available to us on our own, what is something that in our family group or a pool or community group we can go in on these mitigation tools together? I strongly believe that communities are able to greater access these tools when coming together and celebrating and respecting each other's health in this ongoing pandemic, and having those tools that are able to be passed between home. Hey, are you using it this week? We're going out of town this week. Do you mind if we use it? I encourage people to think in these scenarios and know that when people see you using these mitigation tools, they also want to use them. Again, the thing that I fully believe is happening is people don't know where to start because they don't see it around them. But there's, you know, a quarter of this country that's still masking and really caring about COVIDing, and they care about other people protecting themselves. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been masking for a while and you want to get back on board, there's nothing to feel ashamed about. Just
join us.
We're so happy to have you. We embrace you in these communities. We want you to look out for yourself and be a part of the solve. So masking, air ventilation, far UV, air purification, vaccines, the tools are there if we choose to use them.
And what far UVC unit do you think we should put on our shopping list? For most of us, regular folks.
Yeah, I would put the bioabundance unit on there. And I also have a code that I can provide your listeners with that they like that gets them 15% off the unit. That's one that I use.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I have the mix of portability and power at that 15 watts, air disinfection in 7 to 10 seconds. For people wanting to go next level with these mitigation tools, one is good, two is better. And the reason that is because you can put one in the corner of the room. It's getting everything from that direction. And then you can put one in the other corner of the room, and it's getting anything from that direction. So it's like a cross breeze of clean air mitigation using far UV technology. It can also be used, it can be moved room to room. So say everyone's cooking, everyone's hanging out in the kitchen. Great. Have it in there. We're going to move to the dining room. We're going to watch the game in the theater room. Move it to there. And that's why the portability is so powerful.
This is just wonderful. If there is anything else you want us to know about you or your company before we close, please share it with us.
Yeah, thank you. It's really been a pleasure to be here. Thank you. It's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you.
I so appreciate you asking me to join. In closing, what I would say is for anyone still masking or investing in knowledge of far UV or vaccines or getting back into self-care, in a ongoing, albeit disappeared, pandemic, there is nothing special about people still doing this and still trying, other than wanting to do their best to keep themselves and their family safe. It's very hard to live in a world where we know this is still ongoing and that wastewater levels are higher than ever and we don't hear about it in the news. But I fully encourage people to know that if you've ever wanted to rise to the occasion and being a part of the solution, this is the time. This is the hardest time to do it because we don't see the communal response across the board, but it is the most powerful time to do it because you know that you're taking the hard road and also the road of long-term care for your family. Again, the goal is to get out of this pandemic with as little infections as possible, to not develop long COVID. If you do unfortunately have long COVID, not make it worse and make sure that you are around because we need you around.
Absolutely. Madomahe, that's how we say a big thanks. And I'm so grateful to you, and I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for all that you're doing. I hope someone has said thank you to you today, but I want to say thank you. Thank you for your example, for your information, your wisdom, your time, and for joining us here today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to all of our friends who join us. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank our sponsors. We thank our networks and platforms, and we thank everyone who is a part of this. We're blessed, and we're grateful. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back once the world forgave
you. You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com.